Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up this hour, Scott Cronick, a guy that's worked with Dan, friend of Dan at the Shore, has covered all kinds of film, TV, Atlantic City stuff, etc. Been a film critic, multiple dimensional, makes his debut. He's been on with us before, Dan. I forget the issue he was on with us way back when, a couple summers ago.
Something about Atlantic City.
Yeah. He's got multi avenues. He'll be with us, tell us what's good coming up and right now in film. And one of the things we're going to talk with him about, Ro and I saw Elvis, the biopic, and I thought Tom Hanks was very good. Tom Hanks is very good. Mm-hmm. It's just he's overrated. I mean, it just goes way too
Colonel
far.
Colonel Tom in it, right? Tom
yes.
Parker?
Yeah. Colonel. The Colonel, who was not a Colonel, was not American or anything else with Elvis. Elvis apparently had blonde hair. I saw Brian Kilmeade today, and he dyed it black.
Really?
Yeah, that's an amazing transformation. Anyhow, that biopic, if you want to get it on Apple TV, Dan, the bargain price, this is just to rent it, is $19.95.
$19.99.
So are they thinking people no longer want to go to movie theaters for COVID? Is that what it is? Why would you pay that? You go to a movie theater, at least one person. What's a ticket? $13, something like that?
Yeah, 12 to 13.
Yeah.
Is it just convenience, being comfortable at home? I mean, look, if you have a kids movie, say, and you have three kids and you're a parent, it might be more cost beneficial to pay the $19.99. But it really, I thought movie theaters were supposed to be digging out of the hole that they already had. Why are they doing this kind of thing? And $20, that's a ridiculous amount for a rental.
Well, I would put it this way. Look, I get the convenience, but if there's a significant other involved, particularly the Elvis biopic, isn't it supposed to be you're going out? It's a night out. It's a date. It's getting out of the house.
So true.
Am I paying $20 to, you know, still be sitting there in the Barco? Oh, well, yeah, the Barco Lounger.
And with the plethora of stuff at our fingertips now, all these streaming services.
Yes.
Like, how many people are actually paying $20 to rent something for, what, I guess 24 hours?
Yeah.
Like, I would just think there's probably something better you can find if you spend 5 minutes to find.
Something behind that. So we'll debut him today at about 1:47 or so here with Dom and Dan. All right, now here's the update that I'm coming to your calls. Got some great ones so far. I like that Jeopardy theme song. It's not as big. It's not as great as some of the other. That's a side question today. So our source in Harrisburg says there is general agreement that whatever hearings occur should be in Philadelphia. Yay! Just wrote the big piece on that. We've talked about it, right? The Krasner impeachment, pre-impeachment hearings, they ought to be in Philadelphia. There should be no doubt about that. However, there's incoming from Harrisburg staffers who want to follow standard operating procedures. What? Take your standard operating procedures, bring them here to Philadelphia. We're told that many are so far removed, they don't understand the importance of coming into the belly of the beast. Subpoenas are out. No one knows, though, who was subpoenaed or even what offices they hold. Are they cops? Assistant DAs? Think about that now. There's a little nugget. Assistant DAs. Think of all these people, like Vega and these others. And some of them, Dan, stayed with Krasner for a while. Think about what they'll say Krasner believes and says as far as his oath of office and what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I think they're going to testify. That's good.
Jane Roe?
Yeah, that's who I would testify. I'd have to say, hey, you're going to be here for 10 hours. You can snark. You can do all the nonsense you do, Janie. You're going to be here. We're going to get I'm going to keep on asking
you. And she's the spokesperson.
Oh, yeah. She's the one, the snarker. Yeah. To his credit, I'm told Lawrence, the guy heading this up, is buttoned up and leak-free. That's probably the best thing. He's trying to make this as methodical and as intense as possible.
So whose decision is it as to where this gets to go? Is it Republicans, Democrats, the committee?
Well, probably what this guy Lawrence would do is I think he'd put it up for a vote in the committee. I'd rather he decide, though. I'd like to have judgment of one person here.
Yeah.
It's an obvious thing. Now, if I knew what to do, I'm thinking constantly on this, to break this logjam. But I don't want to be somebody who they think, oh, that big bloviator in Philadelphia wanted it there, so we're doing it there. I got to back off a little bit. It's got to be here in Philadelphia. I mean, I think it's we got the Constitution Center here. They ought to hold it there. That's a natural, is it not?
I'm sure there are people listening right now that think you want it in Philadelphia solely out of personal bias. Can you address that?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. Of course, I want it here would be it's the major media center, one of the major media centers in the country. More witnesses that have been brutalized under this, they're not going to be able to go to Harrisburg. And I think it would dramatize the importance of this. New York Times yesterday, front page, said Philadelphia is how's it possible more murders than New York or L.A. with nowhere near the population? It's national news. Yeah. And I just think this would draw Larry Krasner into it. He's got his supporters here. We hear all the time, right? Maybe his supporters. I think there's nothing wrong if they would protest in favor of Larry Krasner. It's participatory democracy. The biggest thing I would say is this, Dan. I want to shut up the Philadelphia Inquirer. If they hold it in Harrisburg, you know what they'll say. It's a back room.
Yes.
They'll have their little minions over there writing a column. Oh, this guy's district is closer to Cleveland than it is to Philadelphia. All the nonsense that we get constantly. If one guy's from Erie, they'll start to say that's closer to Canada than the United States. Constantly with this. So that's the latest. I know the pace is maddening. If I had to predict probably the week after Labor Day, we might start. Now, I don't know if the other thing, Dan, I don't think the hearings ought to be secretive. I don't think it ought to be closed testimony at all.
No.
I don't know how that's going. I can't answer to that. This should be as transparent and public as possible. People ought to stream it. We ought to see it word by word. And if Krasner testifies, wow, that is must see. All right, that's the latest on that. That's where we are. We'll continue to let you know as we move forward with this. But apparently it's a big deal in Harrisburg. Got to be here in Philadelphia. You know, I want Outlaw to be called. I want Kenny to be called. I want that Isaiah Thomas to be called in Philadelphia City Council. Let's see if they'll call and defend this position. Who can defend what's going on here in Philadelphia? 855-839-1210. Got a great side question today. The big story out there as it percolates. We are hearing now as we're counting down some documents that might get, I don't think they'll be released today. I think it would be on Monday. I think it ought to be released today. But the headline is awaiting the Trump warrant release and an inventory of what they took. So could we get that at some point today of what the FBI seized? That will give us some more information on this. You know, they move at a glacial pace. They don't understand. The country wants to see this and have an answer to this as quickly as we can. That's where we are. All right, let's go to Tim in Langhorne. And Tim's next in. Tim is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tim, how you doing? Go right ahead.
Hey, Dom, what's going on? DND, Dom and Dan. You guys, your obsession with Larry Krasner, though, is something I gotta tell you. That's it's well fought out, but man.
I have strange hobbies. These things are almost like a hobby to me. And the reason is this, Tim. I don't just, when I have an opponent who is virulent, I don't, I want to defeat them. So I give them full credit in their virulence. And this guy is a world-class, smug, arrogant individual. I have not seen anything like this in all the years I've been broadcasting in Philadelphia. That's how bad it is.
And
Tim,
incredible.
I got to tell you, like, my justification for my obsession with this topic in particular, I got a wife now in Port Richmond. We were watching mm-hmm. dogs the past 2 weeks, and it's gotten to the point now where Maisie doesn't want to walk the dog at night because it's so unsafe. There was a carjacking
yeah,
two
have
blocks
a teenage
away.
Daughter. I
yeah,
won't
you
let
know,
her go.
Like, so out of just a personal standpoint,
well,
this is directly affecting
right.
Dom and I's life living
right,
in the city.
Well, where Tim you are, you don't want it coming into Langhorne, but you're right on the cusp of Philadelphia, Tim. You're ground zero
where this is
bleeding.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's bleeding into it, sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's an easier touch, you know what I mean? People aren't expecting it living in the, in the suburbs, and it happens. But, you know, in terms of the documents and everything, I feel, and I keep feeling this way that.
Whoops. Wait a minute. What happened there?
Is it you or me that just did that?
I don't know. I'm not sure, Dan. Please, Tim, yeah, I apologize. Call us back. We'll put you right in there, Tim. I think Tim was going to say we always seem to be a step behind the progressives, Democrats in this. I don't know about that. As much as, you know, it's a big home court advantage to have the media. You heard that AP story I told you about Fetterman tonight. They're setting the ground. How dare you criticize if Fetterman really isn't physically able to do this? Dr. Oz has now signed off for 5 debates. He's going to do one with KDKA in Pittsburgh, another with the Greater Lehigh Chamber of Commerce. He even has the dates, Dan. Nextstar, which is a consortium across Pennsylvania. Fox 29 in partnership with Spotlight PA. I wouldn't do it with Spotlight PA. That's the Inquirer part of it.
Yes.
And WGAL NBC Harrisburg. He will consider other debate opportunities. The Fetterman camp has not agreed to do one debate yet. Will Fetterman debate? Will the Inquirer say, well, why does he have to debate? He's already made the case. Why should he have to do that? Really? Dr. Oz appears to be taking on all comers with this. How many debates will Fetterman do? Let me go back. Is that the, yeah, it's Tim and Langhorne. Okay. Hey, Tim, I apologize. Scott, you were making a point, though. Democrats seem to be ahead. Well, you know, with the media advantage, that's a large part of it.
Well, it is, but it just seems like the Republican Party is always playing reactionary. And I also feel that the documents are going to be leaked, exposed at 4 o'clock today. That's the old NFL trick when you want to release a player so it doesn't make big news for the weekend, you know.
Because you think it's so weak what they have on this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it'll die down before Sunday and it'll get half the play that it should.
Well, but it has a repercussion here, right? In the major media, they can do it all that they want. Inside the primaries, Republicans and all this, Trump will be able to make the case. This is prima facie, the best he can do. They're coming after you. They got to take me out. He's going to be able to say that. It enhances him. I thought he was neck and neck with DeSantis. After this, if this holds, I think he's got a pretty clear lead.
I completely agree.
And what's your film theme song?
All in the Family?
Yes.
All that made the hit. Hooray. Oh, God, we had it made. Because we had it made.
All right, beautifully done. It's all in the presentation, too. That was quite a call.
That
wow.
Was great.
Oh, God. All right. 855-839-1210. Who did we have on? Joe Sebelia was like, wow, he's gaga. Was it Sally Struthers? I think it was Sally Struthers.
Was it?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Because I know he loved the
From the replay. From the reboot.
Yes. What?
It couldn't have been Stapleton. It wasn't Carol Connor. It wasn't Rob Reiner. It must have been Sally Struthers.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yes, she was at.
I'm looking at the cast now. It's got to be her.
Yeah, and she was in Bucks County Playhouse or something. Yeah, Joseph Bilia thought we had five presidents in studio then. All right, the reboot wasn't bad in the end. Hard to do, though. All right, coming to you. More calls. Everybody's got one. Never called in before. You know, the side question, we get this all the time, Dan. I'm hoping someday somebody, you know, out there in the stratosphere says, hey, Dom, this is Nick Foles. I got the side question answer.
They mentioned Kate Smith in the All in the Family theme?
They might have, yes. And skates were long. Kate Smith really sold us song. I didn't know that. Yeah, I never heard the second part of it. Yeah, yeah, just the first part.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, Kate Smith. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, it is Dom time. A lot of stuff really, really simmering up around Trump and the documents. I saw this yesterday. I didn't know, Dan, on Twitter. It was Michael Hayden, who used to come on talk radio. He is a former, if I had to put him with one insider Washington, it would be Bush Sr., former head of the CIA general. So Michael Beschloss, now he's one of those historians whispering in Joe's ear, Joe, go big. Keep spending, Joe, one of those guys, tweets out a picture of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who I am so glad got caught and executed. Now, there's a whole movement out there. Oh, it was made up. It was biased. They gave our nuclear secrets to the Russians. And Hayden, general, former head of the CIA, is being accused of more than suggesting Trump ought to meet their fate. He's a traitor because of holding nuclear material or nuclear secrets or nuclear documents. Trump is Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. It's treason, I tells you. It's treason. He ought to be executed like they were. Apparently, it was an anniversary of that happening with the Rosenbergs. Steve Doocy, I've told you that since you know, this new schedule, I have an opportunity to watch parts of Fox and Friends. And I told you, I feel for Brian Kilmeade. Wow. It's brutal.
Yeah, it
Ainsley, too. I mean, it's just brutal. But Ducey is a doofus, a nerd. He has Elise Stefanik on today, who I guess is third, maybe, in the Republican leadership from New York. And she's aggressive. And she's talking about how politicized the FBI is and anti-American. Now, I don't think, in what I'm going to play you, she is talking about the average FBI agent, whatever. We know the whole thing. They take orders. Yeah, some of them could quit when they're given orders like this. But that's, you know, that's a difficult thing. It's the Christopher Wrays, It's the Strokes. It's the McCabes. It's the Comeys. It's the upper level of the FBI and the Justice Department. Not even the upper. There might be 100 of them or more that are driving this type of thing. I don't even know if they're biased against conservatives per se, but they certainly have Trump derangement syndrome. And they are definitely biased. I mean, all right, you're going to go after Trump in this manner. You got Hunter Biden sitting right there. You just can't ignore that and say there's any consistency in an agency that we have invested tremendous power in. By the way, Dom, don't forget, this is your reminder. Dan, there's this guy, Jimmy Matthews, who is a relative of the big guy, Chris Matthews. He says the over and under today that I will say President Trump is 20. I've been counting, Jimmy. I'm only up to 7, so buckle up. I have 13 more times.
And his gripe is that you don't regularly say former President
right,
Donald
exactly.
Trump.
And the reason is it's shorthand. He's going to run again. In addition to that, it's the same sort of complaint. I would say President Obama, too. I don't say for. It's too cumbersome. It's talk radio. We move here. Don't say Dr. Oz. Say Mr. Oz or Oz.
Former President Reagan.
Former Dr. Oz. Celebrity Dr. Oz. No, Dr. Oz. Yeah, I think if you needed an operation, you're going to Dr. Oz, not Dr. Fetterman.
You know, okay? Former President George Washington, whenever we talk about
him. Yeah, that's right. That's probably the best one. Former president or former whatever. Come on.
Former President Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Do we have to say that about Abraham Lincoln, or do people say President Lincoln? And we know what they former the link for Lincoln Financial Center. Okay.
My response to a guy like that is, did you have this to say about anybody else saying it about anybody besides Donald Trump? I really think your Orange Man syndrome is showing, my
Well,
friend.
My response is, I love it because I know the agony it places you in that I said President Trump. I think I'm up to 11 now. Somebody, when you call in, just say, hey, Don, my theme song, President Trump, President Trump. I want to get my count over 20 on the show before 2 o'clock. That's a good goal. Then we can coast the last hour. We already made the point. Dan, he's on Twitter. I think he bothers Greg's. There should be an official policy of your host. They can't say President Trump. That should be on the walls here. Don't say this. Okay. Here's Steve Ducey duking it out, so to speak, with Elise Stefanik, the third command of Republicans, gone after the FBI.
This is systemic. This is the same agency that perpetuated the Russia hoax for years, that tried to undermine this administration, and this is just blatant politicization, and it should concern every American. I will tell you, my constituents are deeply, deeply concerned about the politicization of the FBI and Biden's DOJ.
Well, of course, the FBI director was appointed by Donald Trump, the former president, but Congresswoman, if you know, and they're just allegations, and we just have a little taste of the story from the New York Times and the Washington Post. They say, as Peter talked a moment ago, that
That's
apparently
it.
There was a national security concern about some of the documents allegedly at Mar-a-Lago, that they were materials from, they were higher than top secret. They were classified higher than that. As you know, they're called special access programs, and apparently they're related to nuclear weapons. We don't know if there are weapons. We don't know if there are another country's weapons. But if that is true, and they were just in the basement at Mar-a-Lago, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, certainly, Steve, there's been a lot of, again, guesses as to and media reporting. We do not know the facts, which is why it's important to follow the facts wherever they lead. And that's why it's important in our oversight role on the House Intelligence Committee, we continue to see the FBI refuse to answer questions when they create controversies and they overreach. And that should never be the case. Congress has oversight over these agencies. We will ask those tough questions. But what I've found with Director Wray, even related to FBI controversies in my district, which led to the loss of life in a very deadly limousine crash, they are refusing to respond to basic congressional outreach. That is not okay. These agencies are paid for by hardworking taxpayer dollars. And if you can do this to a former president of the United States, every American is fearful. But of course, we will always protect national security and classified information. That is important. But the president has said, and it's important to note, Steve, that the president, when he was a sitting president, he has the right to declassify any information. So
Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot more information here that comes out when we focus on the facts.
All right. So this contention and Ducey, well, he appointed Christopher. We've been through that. That's true. Thank you, Chris Christie. Now, Trump shouldn't have listened to him. Yeah, we can talk about that. Look, I think Christopher Wray seems to avoid more, and has, it's almost worthless to bring him before Congress than any of the FBI people that we've seen before. So the devil's in the details, and that's what we're saying. We want to see the affidavit, first of all. That will tell us a whole lot. We wanted to hear Merrick Garland or Christopher Wray once Trump revealed this on Monday. We're saying the same thing, Steve Ducey, that we wanted to know what this is explicitly. How can we speculate? What does nuclear mean? What is it they're alleging here? We wanted to know it as soon as possible. Let me go to Tom in Fox Chase. Hello, Tom. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing today, Dom? I talked to you earlier this week about this. I mean, earlier this week, you were asking for the search warrant. You weren't asking for the affidavit.
No, I've always been asking for the affidavit. That's, the search warrant is meaningless. That just says we're going to be searching and doing. It may not even say what the premise is. It's the premise, Tom, before the judge. That's the important
thing.
You
weren't asking, on Tuesday, you weren't asking to see the list of things they
nope,
took out of Mar-a-Lago?
I'm looking bigger picture. I've been asking. I want to know what did they tell the judge is more important than what they took out. They could take anything out, Tom. Think about it. That maybe they get in there and they think there's something, but it's what they told the judge to get it that's the most important thing.
Do you believe that the president can declassify nuclear information?
Yes, it depends.
No, he cannot by law. You're wrong.
Well, wait a minute.
You're 100%
now,
wrong.
Wait a minute. You just said nuclear information, Tom. So, again, yeah. the devil really is going to be in the details here.
But do you think the president of the United States has the right to declassify things about nuclear weapons? It's a simple question. Do you think he has that right?
It depends, Tom, like anything else.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't depend.
Tom.
It's up to the Energy Department.
No, wait a minute, Tom.
It's up to the Energy Department.
Tom, has the ability to declassify even in this area. Now, does that mean it's to your point? I'm agreeing with it a bit. Is it untrammeled? Could there be something here that obviously is sensitive? Like, could he declassify something that gives up a procedure that maybe our enemies don't know about? I'd say no. There's a limit here. Now, it would have to be duked out in court where that metric is or that line is. But, yeah, like anything else, there's a limit.
So, bottom line, if he got caught with top secret information about our nuclear weapon program, do you think Donald Trump should be charged for that if they found that in Mar-a-Lago?
Again,
yes or no?
Again, it depends, Tom, on the specific. That's why I want to know what that affidavit says. And then I want to know what they found here. Then what you're interested in, the list of stuff, that comes into play, Tom. So I'm answering.
Yeah.
It's not untrammeled that Trump or any president does not have unlimited power on this stuff. There still could be a fight under various laws in court. That's fair. That's why we need to get this done as quickly as possible, rather than dragging our feet and saying ongoing investigation. There might be some things here that are super sensitive that are going to be difficult, but this isn't being handled properly. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a dump today, as some people think, at 4 o'clock around this. Okay, at least that would be progress to me, that we're getting more specifics. But trying to tell me, oh, Trump has information there, that clearly would be like the Rosenbergs or something. We don't know anything like that. Let's see the affidavit. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. A lot of folks want to get in. We're coming to your calls. Don't forget, at 2 o'clock today, we got, I think it's the general manager of the president general manager of the Trenton Thunder. Sign of the times. DJ dug this one out. They are having a giveaway night, and they're giving away Narcan. So we'll talk to them about that. Minor league teams, you know, they do a lot of things to draw fans, but Narcan, that's straight ahead.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be top 10, I think. That is a great TV theme song. Any on Twitter that you like? At DomShow1210. At DomShow1210, you can get in.
How about Three's Company? It's got a good one.
Yeah.
And Ernie writes in, no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless that horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed.
Not bad. We may have to have a silly and then a serious one. Yeah. But The Wire was my choice for the serious one. I just think it's got everything. Gilligan Island, for all time silly, though, is really good. All right, that's a side question. By the way, and all the stuff we've gotten swept up on in here, the CDC. Now, yesterday we told you, Dan, no response from Children's Hospital, maybe Monday?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
We're reaching out to Rubin, Dr. Rubin.
Dr. David Rubin. Yeah. Yes. They have, according to the Inquirer, loosened up their recommendations for this coming school year. And guess what? The CDC did the same thing. There's a new survey out that indicates 4 in 10 Americans say they've returned to their normal pre-COVID life from Annenberg. This is an increase from a prior survey in January where only 16% said their lives were back to normal. The CDC is saying things like this, that someone with COVID-19 no longer need quarantine and should instead wear a high-quality mask for 10 days and get tested after 5 days. Those who test positive for the virus should isolate while they're sick and come out of isolation once they test negative. Additionally, testing to screen people for COVID-19 is no longer recommended for anyone who does not have COVID symptoms. That means if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, it doesn't matter. This has been billed from the CDC as giving Americans a green light to say, be prudent, but live your life, make your own judgments rather than top down. Now, this is the CDC doing this. This has been met with resistance. Dan, I don't know if it's out there at the Inquirer or not. Philadelphia Public Schools today were holding a thing talking about their health and safety protocols of what they were going to do. And of course, they're on the side of it that is much more cautious or authoritarian, whichever one you prefer. We still have not heard. I'm sensing she's making a comeback. Dr. Valerie R. Kush. Now she's out there on her doctor's tour. I bet she'll be there with Fetterman tonight in Erie probably. But she has not given her guidelines. And I'm going to be taking a look at them to see, are they in line with Bucks County, for example? Are they in line with the CDC? Are they in line with others, like Children's Hospital, who are, for want of a better term, loosening up. Okay? That appears to be where we're headed. Now, the big if, though, is what happens after the midterms? Because then we're starting to get into Thanksgiving visits, cold and flu season, and once these people are released from the midterms, do they suddenly go back to their cheating ways again, so to speak? Right now, the stance is, now Jersey is the one outlier, but the stance is no masking to start school. We read you Damskers yesterday about when do you have to stay home. And it is much more open than it was last year at this time. That's all to the good. That's definitely to the good. Randy Weingarten, who was one of the architects of blocking schools being open, is out there the last week now saying how much children have fallen behind. Oh, wait a minute. I love this call. It's our buddy Laurie and Ringo's calling from Hawaii. I follow this, Dan. I think on Twitter she was talking about listening on the app to something we did. No, her husband, she uses her husband's email, an old trick. Todd sends me an email from Hawaii. It's Laurie and Ringo's here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Laurie, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good. How many Mai Tais or whatever have you had there in Hawaii?
That's the first thing I said when we landed. I want a Mai Tai.
There you go.
But yeah, we spent all on our mileage credit card for like 3 years to get the miles to do this. So it's not like we're privileged. And I
people can go to Hawaii. You don't have to defend it. Come on.
Which island did you go to, Laurie?
Yeah, which island?
We started out on the Big Island, and we did this volcano walk at night, and you could look down and see the lava lake running in the volcano. That was amazing. That's the way to see the volcano.
Very nice.
And we're finishing up in Kauai, the Garden Isle. So pretty cool.
That's where we spent our honeymoon, Kauai.
Yes. That's where we got engaged. It's my favorite island.
That sounds privileged. Engage in Hawaii. Sounds privileged to me, but continue. Yeah, it sounds very privileged. I mean, Dan proposed to Maisie on some zoo.
A free zoo, no less.
A free zoo near Wildwood.
Cape May Zoo.
Yeah, the Cape May Zoo he proposed, Lori. Just think of the romance of that.
I love the Cape May Zoo.
Real quick, a hippo interrupted the whole thing. According to TripAdvisor in 2015, the Cape May Zoo was the number 13 best zoo in the entire world.
Wow, very nice.
So it's a little hidden gem down there in Cape May County.
Big game hunters are coming there, yes.
Lucky 13, Dan. That's a good sign for you, man.
Right? Poor Maisie. Thanks, what a sweet, smart woman. I just, you know, everybody has a flaw. They made a mistake here. But
it's
go ahead,
13th best in the world, Dom.
Yes.
Come on.
What's your film?
If you think it's expensive over there with inflation, it's like $9 here for a box of Cheerios. But my film, I was going to say the obvious one for somebody in Hawaii, but I understand it's already taken. So I'm going with the TV show Stranger Things because the theme is like it's like eerie because, you know, it's like science fiction stuff, but it's also got these 80s vibes to it. It's great.
All right, very nice.
I really like that answer, Don.
Thank you, Lori. But, you know, would Lori be interested in a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's if she was the overall winner since she vacations in Hawaii? I don't know.
That answer, Stranger Things, Dom, it really
you like that, yes.
Kicked off the re-genre of synthwave. Kavinsky is a band in there, and it's like a new thing, the 80s sound, and it's solely because of the popularity of Stranger Things. And I don't know if there's another theme song that really kicked off an entire genre's popularity again. So I really like that answer.
That was said about a couple theme songs where it became a big seller. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air sold a lot from
it. Well, one that I just found out, I might sound like an idiot by saying this, but The Greatest American Hero, the Believe It or Not, Walking on Air. I know that from Yacht Rock playlists now. I had no idea it was a TV theme song because it broke through to popularity so strongly.
Very nice. I'm told by a law enforcement source, Dan, they may not be releasing the affidavit because it may contain confidential information, such as if they have a confidential informant. Now, you know, what's the guy's name? Mulvaney, who we've had on the show several times and was a Trump confidant. Now he's a CBS analyst. He said it could only be 6 to 8 people that would have had the information to tell the FBI about Mar-a-Lago, the safe, and everything else going on there. So do they want to protect a confidential informant? I'd say we got to see the affidavit. How are we to make a judgment, like the guy Tom calling me, if we don't know the specifics of what is alleged here that Trump had in possession?
And isn't that a really easy thing to fix? Like, couldn't they just strike the name and replace it with, informant one?
Right. Yes, exactly. They should be able to do that. And also, Dan, they ought to be able to tell us somehow or another through the receipts, what they took. I don't know if that's a tell or not. I don't know if that's enough of a tell. All right. Coming up, what's good at the movies and a little bit of Better Call Saul. We told you about Scott Cronick, our new guy in entertainment here with us on some occasions. He'll be with us next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, welcome in, everyone. I don't know if that's a new theme song. Scott Cronick has been on the show before.
He's a favorite song, so I thought I'd throw it in there. Yeah.
He's a long time Atlantic City. Oh, this Dan's got the Atlantic City Mafia and all that yacht rock stuff they play there. AC radio host and longtime film and TV critic, and I've heard his radio show. He really covered all the stuff happening in AC.
Everything in the world of entertainment, Dom.
Anything in the world of entertainment. Let's go to Scott on Talk Radio 1210. Scott, thanks for making this debut today. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Well, let me ask you, we had a previous critic on. Dan and I were shocked that he had never seen an episode of Better Call Saul. And this guy is nationally known. We don't say names now, Scott. Are you a fan? And what do you think is happening one episode left now?
I got to say, what kind of guy do you have on radio that hasn't watched the best show on television?
Yes. Well, it was Dan's choice. I mean, Dan was behind this guy. I never heard of him, and he said, do it. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dan was my producer at one point, Dom, so I completely, completely understand.
You understand the manipulation. You understand what it's like. And the hat. You got to put up with the hat every day,
too. It took you 2 minutes to throw me under the bus, guys.
Yeah, there you
go. listen, man, Better Call Saul. Breaking Bad was my probably second or third favorite show of all time until Better Call Saul. And Better Call Saul, eclipses.
It does. I
Breaking
agree.
Bad,
yep.
In my opinion, because it's just such a great, such well acted story. And what it doesn't have that Breaking Bad did have a lot of was intentional shock, where they were always trying to leave you on a cliffhanger every week, or they were always trying to force things to make you react in a certain way, where I feel like Better Call Saul just comes more from the heart and it comes more naturally, and it's trying to really delve into the human experience. And the last episode, I'm kind of sad, actually, Dom, that we're coming to an end on this, because, like anything good, like I remember that last episode of The Sopranos, right? You feel like, oh, my God, like, what am I going to do with my Sundays after this? Well, now what am I going to do with my Mondays? Because it's a phenomenal show. And I doubted it about a week ago when they did a second episode based on how Saul was scamming people. But then this last week redeemed all of it, and I understand why they did it. And I'll tell you, Rhea Seehorn, she was never nominated for an Emmy. She finally got her Emmy nomination this year, and if she doesn't win, that'll be criminal.
If that woman is not the star in another show, she and Kat, and to your point, the subtlety of this, that she just can't take it and she breaks, and now she has to fess up to everything. That never really happened in Breaking Bad. It was all, people that would do anything under any time. Do you know what's next for Vince Gilligan? And I've been enamored with this guy, Scott. Way back when, before Breaking Bad, when it was starting, he talked about this universe. And even though it looks like people get away with it for a while, in the end, they're all accountable. And he has executed that. What's next for him, do you think?
You broke up there for me. I'm sorry. Who were you asking about?
Vince Gilligan, the creator of both shows.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Because, when he first stopped Breaking Bad, he wasn't even thinking of this. So this came out of that. But I don't think that we'll see another chapter of this. I think we're going to see that this is the end of it. I mean, he did that one movie that was between these two things, if you remember, that focused on Jesse Pinkman's life after how that happened. And
I thought that wasn't very good. But I mean, Better Call Saul. Holy mackerel! What a rebound! But are you a little sad, Dom? This is all ending.
Oh, absolutely. Particularly the genius they put it on Monday nights. You know, it's one thing with your weekend and all that, but filling a Monday with that. And they tortured us. It wasn't put up where we could consume it. Every Monday you had to wait as it continued.
Yeah, you know, it's in the world of streaming where they dump every episode at once, you know, this one made you wait. And I don't know if I like that or not.
Yeah, now speaking about that, Dan and I saw the Elvis biopic about a month or so ago. It could be that long ago. And Apple TV, you rent it for $19.99. I just find that to be an appallingly high price. What's going on? Is streaming, is it COVID? Is it that people are just not, of a certain age, are not going to go back to movie theaters maybe?
Yeah, I do think that it has escalated since COVID, that those prices went up, but for rentals in particular. But basically what they're saying is that, and this has been kind of how it's been for a long time, basically what they're saying is if you want to sit in the luxury of your couch and you don't want to venture into a movie theater, you're going to pay the price for it. But that said, if you take you and your wife to the movies, it's going to cost you way more than $19.95, right? So a ticket here is $12.50. In Philly, I think it's closer to $15, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, you're saving $10 if you take your wife out to the movies in Philly. Staying home instead of taking your wife out to the movie in Philly. And that doesn't count your gas. It doesn't count your popcorn. It doesn't count your soda or whatever else you get while you're out that night. So, to me, I love going to movies, so I'm going to go to the big screen. But I can also wait. I'm not one of those people that are like, oh my God, if I didn't see it in the theaters, I don't have to pay $19.99 to see it on Apple. I'll wait until some streaming service grabs it and I can get it for free. So that's my advice. If you're a patient man, Dom, and I don't know if you are or aren't.
Well, in some things I am a contrast. You might be too. In some things I will not pay no matter what. I will wait. In others, I am the most urgent, impulsive. I'm going to crash through that wall in a second. Dan knows that. Get that guess. I don't want to hear I'll be on in 30 seconds. I said now.
No, I get it. I get it. But, you know, I'll give you some examples. There were a couple movies that just came out. In fact, one I was going to talk about today was Jurassic World Dominion. And I didn't really care that much about it in the theater, so I didn't go. And it's already on, I think I already saw it somewhere for free somewhere. And I was like, wow. You know, like these streaming services are all trying to compete against each other. HBO Max, Peacock, Netflix, Hulu, Apple, they are all trying to compete for our subscription services, which are far more important than that one-time buy, right? That monthly subscription is what they're after. So they're putting first-run movies on TV right on your streaming services way faster than we've ever seen it before.
So Scott, what would you recommend? What would you recommend right now that might be out there then? What's a good film right now that you might be able to get low cost?
So that's available that you can get on Apple or something like that?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, man. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know that what you can get for low cost, but I'll give you an example of something you can get if you have Hulu. There's a great movie called Prey that's out there. So if you're a Hulu subscriber, this is a sequel to the original Predator, if you remember, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And Jesse Ventura, if you remember that back in the 80s. Well, Prey is set in the 1700s, and it's set around Native American Comanches, and it is. New York Times called it the masterpiece of the Predator franchise. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's like pushing it that you can call it a masterpiece, but it is an amazing sci-fi action movie, and it's all about Native Americans and how they fight the Predator, who comes to, and it also shows you that the Predator was here 300 years ago and blah blah blah. But it's a very, very well written, very fun, violent, action packed movie, but it also has a little heart to it. The main character is a woman who is a female Native American who is trying to, you know, find her way in her tribe and does so by trying to take on this predator. So I know it's sci-fi, maybe not up your alley, Dom, but for people out there looking for it, it's probably one of the best sci-fi movies I've seen in a long time.
Very nice. Where do we find all things Scott Cronick until the next time?
You can always listen to my show. Do you mind if I say where
that
is?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Yes.
Off the Press with Scott Cronick. It's every weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. on News Talk 1400 and WNDRadio.com. And, you know, of course, find me on Scott Cronick on Facebook or on Twitter, AC Press Cronick.
Very nice. Scott, thank you very much. Scott. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Scott Cronick here. Dom's Money Melody is next. And Narcan giveaway at the ballpark on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.